Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Oh, Wayne's going to like this one.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
That's a little Jimmy bringing us back there. Jimi Hendrix, the late, great Jimi Hendrix. 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm very excited about having our good friend Wayne Cruz back on the show. Wayne, we got a little something across the board there for you.
That sounds a little like your Stratocaster.
That's exactly right. Yep. He could make it cry. He could make it cry and sing. Jimmy could.
Oh yeah.
Wayne Cruz, ladies and gentlemen, Vice President for Policy and Director of Technology Studies and fellow rock and roll advocate. Wayne Cruz. He's with the Competitive
Industry. Why are our kids killing it?
I know. I agree with you. CEI.org is the website. We're talking about regulations. Wayne, how? I was telling the audience before you got here that something's happening now. We probably we've already crossed that over that line a long time ago. You know the answer to this. Have we gotten to the point where regulations are costing small business owners more than taxes?
I cannot prove that to you, Jim. But I think that we have, and the reason is this.
It makes them even more dangerous. Not just more expensive, but more dangerous because they're sort of not. We don't necessarily write one check for them.
Right, regulations are a hidden tax, and you know this year President Obama submitted to Congress a $3.9 trillion spending budget, and on the regulatory side, each year. Compile numbers, you know, to the best of my ability using a lot of the federal government data and then what data I can find from the private sector on cost of regulation.
Right.
And that's in economic, health and safety, environmental, transportation, labor, and so on like that. The figure I come up with now, and I call it a placeholder, I don't call it a calculation, and I don't call it science, but the figure that I cannot go below, Jim, is $1.9 trillion. So that's more than half the level of measure
on top of the dollar budget.
On top.
So exactly.
The 3.9 billion, 3.9 trillion is the federal budget, but I maintain that regulations cost 1.9 trillion. So they're over half the level of federal spending itself on an equivalency basis. The problem, Jim, is just for example, if you take say Department of Agriculture regulations. In my calculation of that $1.9 trillion, there are only six rules that I've got, but there are thousands of rules from the Department of Agriculture. Even EPA, I might have a few dozen EPA rules in this compilation, but because of that's the only ones that OMB provides you figures on. But there are thousands upon thousands of EPA rules.
And but now, when you
across the board, you look at transportation, it's the same thing. We just have a handful of rules that we have a cost analysis.
You said $1.7 trillion that you couldn't go below? What did you say?
It's 1.863.
Okay.
but the numbers are never that precise.
1.9. All right, so 1.9. And round it up. So... How much of that do you think is on small business?
I think a lot of it is. I don't have a direct diagram taking it there, but one of the things that you notice when you pull these figures together is a lot of the paperwork burden that's built into this is hitting small business really hard. And also, you were mentioning earlier, Dodd-Frank and the financial regulations are hitting small banks and small businesses,
which is hurting small businesses.
Well, one of the issues is the OMB is not required by law to review the major or economically significant independent agency rules. So a lot of those rules that are coming out from the independent agencies are just kind of flying below the radar. So no matter what area I look at, it's very alarming.
Let me throw a couple of other things out at you. Another way that the Dodd-Frank and the Consumer Protection Bureau affect small businesses, the more that they create this kind of onerous regulation on small banks for not doing anything wrong and shouldn't have to comply with these rules at all because they were designed for big banks, the more that happens, the more pressure that puts on small bank, it creates two pressures, Wayne. Yep. It puts pressure on small banks to accept consolidation offers.
Yep.
Because the guys the people running those small banks don't want to put up with it anymore. It's harder and harder to be successful, number one. And number two, it creates a higher bar to create a new bank to replace that one that just got when it went under or just got consolidated. And so over the next 20 years, Wayne, we're going to have fewer and fewer small banks. And here's what I say, and I wrote a piece about this, as goes small banks in America, so goes small business.
I don't want to be negative because I think we can get out of this kind of a mess, but I absolutely agree. One of the biggest pressures of heavy regulation, and it can be in telecommunications, especially in areas like finance now, because with the Dodd-Frank law and with the notion of financial stability and entities too big to fail and so forth, the big guys can win out. That's one of the problems. The big guys can win out, and then
because they're not planted in the ground.
Everybody wants to get out.
Yeah,
and it's a real problem. But this happens in a lot of areas, Jim. You know, one of the things that regulation does.
Hold on to that thought, Wayne. I got to take a quick break.
Yeah.
CEI.org, right?
Yeah.
CEI.org, folks, check that out. We come back. We're going to talk about another reason why regulations that don't necessarily look like a small business regulation hurts small businesses. I bet nobody's thought about this, but I have. And we're going to talk about whether the Obama administration is transparent in the regulations that they apply.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.